Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 8:07. It is Friday morning, and it is Justin Timberlake time. The Man of the Woods tour is coming back to the Bay this December. That's right, December. December 5th, 2018 at Oracle in Oakland. The tickets to the show go on sale, looks like Monday, at LiveNation.com. And we've got tickets right now for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 wins tickets. Jane will have another pair this afternoon around 5:30. If you're dying to see some JT, and you feel like I'd rather have the tickets for free, well, you can win them.
Weren't the pink tickets for next April?
Yeah. Like April of 2019. There's so many like long range concerts. But, you know, you get it. You put it in your calendar, something to look forward to.
One of the reasons I brought up that Netflix music doc I was watching, the Hitmen thing or whatever it's called, Hired Guns, mm-hmm. is because Pink's guitar player's in there. Remember when he was here with her and they performed right there outside your studio? That's just a dude who got hired and has now become her family.
Wow.
Like, he lucked into the gig of a lifetime.
Yep.
He gets to tour the world.
And be a rock star with Pink.
And he's a rock star with Pink, and he's now, I don't know how many years it is, but...
So he was a hired gun guy, they liked him in the studio, and she was like, hey, why don't you tour with us? And now they're family.
Right.
That's sweet. That's how it works, you know?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really neat. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Snacks make the news.
Oh, I love snacks.
Ferraris make the news.
Oh.
Toilets and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by California's Great America. Our annual Best Mom Ever contest is back, but entry ends Sunday night. So if you want to nominate a mom, you need to do it by Sunday night at like 11:59 p.m. We will announce the mom who has won next week. It's a 25-word or less entry. Just tell us what's special about the mom you're nominating. You can nominate. Anybody can nominate any mom. Your mom can nominate herself. Hey, mom. We'll name the station after her, and she'll win a two-night stay at Carmel Valley Ranch from our friends at the Bay Club. And if you go to RadioAlice.com, all the details are there, and that's where you make your entry. California's Great America. Get your 2018 gold season pass now only at cagreatamerica.com. But hurry, price goes up on May 29th.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf, next to In-N-Out. OMGYUMMMM.
Yum.
Get the Krispy Kreme right now for some glazed donut-y goodness. Mm. It's May 4th, everyone. May the 4th be with you.
Thank you, Vinny, and also with you.
Thanks. And tomorrow's, or this weekend, is World Naked Gardening Weekend.
We're all meeting at my house at noon, Vinny, if you want to join us for our naked gardening adventure. I'm going to make sure and get the bees out.
Out of the backyard or get them out from their hiding place into the backyard? I'm not sure what you mean, get the bees out.
I'm
going to
have bees available for our naked gardening pleasure.
Who wants that?
Isn't that what the point of naked gardening is? I'm going to have some poison oak and what's happening over there?
Oh, that's a dumb one.
I like it.
Dumb.
Sounds good.
Get naked.
Warriors play tonight, everyone. 5 o'clock tip time. It's Warriors at Pelicans. Man,
Warriors.
I just realized it finally just came together for me that I'm dadding tonight.
Oh.
So I'll be watching The Greatest Showman while you guys are watching.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Adele.
Adele, you don't have to be a jerk about it.
Salt in the wounds.
The missus will be at some gala.
Well, when the kid goes to bed, then you'll be able to watch and...
I'm going to record it.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Skip through all the commercials. And...
Oh, I'm going to record it. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock is the Sharks in Vegas. That series is tied up at twos.
Mm. Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
Hey, it looks like Apple shares hit an all-time high. Oh. Is that possible?
What are they at?
I don't have it. Let me pull it up.
$182.
Ooh, is that an all-time high? I guess they were very worried about the iPhone X sales. Like, they hadn't released those results. And it did well.
Yeah.
When hasn't an iPhone done well?
And they also were saying that they're going to buy back $100 million worth of their stock, or $100 billion worth of their stock, or something.
It's their best week in 6 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, they're also, you know, huge beneficiaries of the tax break because they're a corporation.
Oh, good for them.
So, yeah, they're.
Warren Buffett bought a bunch of stock in 2017, and as a result of this jump, his stock is now worth $42.5 billion.
Jesus.
Come on.
Well, what did he spend?
I don't know, this tax break, I don't get it. I mean, just when I thought I couldn't take it any deeper, it turns out I can.
Says he's,
there's no tax break.
He bought 75 million shares. I don't know what the cost of that is.
I guess I need to be a corporation, huh?
Guess so.
Good Lord. Whole nother level.
Yes.
It's painful.
Cell phones may be to blame for a surge in deadly brain tumors, everyone. So keep that in mind as you... chat long time to your why is your phone, Sarah's phone's going off.
That's bizarre.
Right on cue.
I know.
Who are we talking to?
I actually don't know who that is, so I'm not going to answer.
The Chinese consulate, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Do you get those calls, too?
All of us get
them.
We
all do.
Many,
many
every day, some guy talking to me in Mandarin.
Yeah.
You guys pick up?
It's Mandarin.
Well, I mean, I'll pick it up because it looks like a local call. You know,
I never
what if it's,
if it
could be a delivery. It could. You never know what it could be.
Forget those deliveries. You didn't want that anyway. Ordered it.
Oh, my God. just because they're not delivering it doesn't mean I didn't pay for it.
Oh, right. It's too late. It's yours now.
Yeah.
Even if they're going to give it to Ron next door.
You want to hear something?
Is that his name?
No, Jim.
Jim? Yeah. Jim's the guy with the puppies?
Yes.
All right. Go on, Hooman.
Around like 1985, the Apple stock was trading at 47 cents a share.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
And then even in like 2002, it was trading at $1.50.
2002?
No. No.
No, it had to be on the rise by then because I bought that first iMac that Jobs came back out with, the all-in-one unit that looked like a...
Yeah. Like a little futuristic
thing.
Yeah.
Back me up, Rin.
That was the beginning of the beginning. Whatever.
Because we sold our Apple stock to buy a house in 1999. Oh, we had a ton of it, and it was worth so much
less. In 1999, it was $3.30 a share.
These must be different stock, like a Class B or something, because I sold it for like $50 a share. It had shot up.
And what date was that?
I don't know, sometime...
When you sold it?
Sometime in, like, maybe September or October.
Well, tell us exactly.
I don't know exactly. Of 1999.
Oh, of 99, okay. Yeah, so it's about $23 in 2002 is what it says here.
Huh.
Oh.
All right.
It wasn't $1.50. That doesn't seem...
Yeah. Experts say the rise in tumors is due to widespread environmental or lifestyle factors, and one of the responsible trends is mobile phones, they suspect.
It is a tumor, and it also could be from the Bluetooth crap you have in your ears.
Oh, man.
I was thinking that there's always all kinds of crap we're putting just around our heads and near our groins, and, you know, it's not all that surprising to hear that it's affecting us.
Santa Cruz Police Chief Andrew Mills is warning that there's a bad batch of LSD out there, everyone.
Oh, crap. There goes my weekend plans.
Well, don't take that stuff.
Got your receipt? Better return that.
Yeah, I got to return that to the drugstore. I got to go down the corner. Sorry, guys. This could be the bad batch.
The chief says his officers have encountered several intoxicated people having a bad reaction to what they... told them was LSD.
Oh.
So there's a bad batch out there. Don't take it.
Just take this weekend off.
Right.
From your LSD tripping.
Right.
1960s guy.
Well, sorry, but we've heard the rumors that the microdosing down in the South Bay.
Yeah.
It's happening. They're into it.
So crazy.
So people take the stuff.
Yeah.
Still.
It's a thing.
The one I can't believe is the cocaine. I don't know what anyone sees in that stuff.
Oh,
there
my God,
it is.
It's
so
great.
Expensive. You get all hopped up and you're like, it's gone in 2 minutes. I need more of that now. Yeah, you're nodding
some,
yes.
Let's get some more.
Well, but what's the point?
I don't know what the point is.
Where does it take
you to? I
can
never figure it out. I don't know.
I can't sleep. I don't know what to do with my hands. Yeah. And you won't shut up.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
And I'm all sweaty. Don't forget the sweaty part.
Oh, you get sweaty?
Yeah, like hands and just uncomfortable.
I really don't get it.
Oh, man. I used to love it. I'd be like, let's go dancing.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go to a nightclub. And,
but I can't hear you talk over the music.
That's for the best.
Kraft started selling Oreos in China in 1996, but they flopped. So now they're taking another shot at it, but they're going to go with different flavors. It looks like the new
flopped.
Oreos. I know. They're delicious.
Yeah. But maybe they didn't like, you know, because the thing about Oreos is then you got black stuff in your teeth.
Well,
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
They're going to do flavors like cheese and chili.
Sounds awful.
It's a cheese-flavored cream between two chocolate cookies. Does that sound good?
No.
There'll also be a green tea.
Oh.
I do like green tea.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I would like it if they introduced that here. Ooh, they should do like ginger cookies with green tea filling.
Mm. I could try that.
Can you call them?
Yeah.
I actually really
I'll
want
get right
that.
On
I want that.
That
right now, Yuzi. You make that happen for me.
Soleil.
Most of us know a Ferrari from Magnum PI. That's about all you really know is the red car, sort of semi convertible looking thing.
Yeah.
Cool, but I mean, like where do you really see a Ferrari?
I guess
hardly
in LA
ever.
Or, you know,
yeah, sometimes
Miami
you see them on 280
I see
around
them on
here.
TMZ.
Right.
Silicon Valley tycoons.
Uh-huh. Right. You usually see them on the back of a flatbed being delivered to some rich ass person's house.
Ferrari is reporting the Italian supercars are sold out through 2019. Yeah. They cannot make them fast enough right now.
Wow. That's interesting.
I know. That's why I'm reporting it.
What's the least amount of money you can spend on a Ferrari?
I don't have that in front of me.
Are there that many billionaires out there in the world?
Apparently there are.
Boy, the rich are getting richer.
Because people are buying Ferraris. I mean, I'd like one, I can't imagine.
188,000
is the cheapest.
Yeah. And then it says upwards to 400,000.
Even if I had $1 billion, I just would have no interest in a Ferrari. I'd get a limo and a driver. With a bed in it. Like I would I'd be like, okay, wake me up when we get there.
Stocked up with roids in the back seat.
I don't know if I could live like this, truthfully.
I know Dubai isn't on your list, but if you ever make it there, I mean, Ferraris, Bentleys, Lamborghinis, everywhere you go, you can't get away from them.
Well, I'll probably have a private jet if I'm that rich, so I will go to Dubai.
Oh, right.
Why not? Stop off, you know, ski that indoor desert ski hill.
In between buying $5,000 handbags.
Sure. Because you know me and
right.
my $5,000 handbags.
You probably do have $5,000 in handbags. It's just all of the materials you've purchased when you were on that handbag making bender.
Yeah. I still make a handbag now and then.
Do you?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and make a handbag real quick.
Well, I might need something for outfit I'm wearing or something.
You do it situationally?
Yeah.
What well, I had outfit?
Yeah, let's hear this. Is it the red Santa suit?
Yeah, that's
You're
what
like,
I was thinking of.
Got nothing that goes with a red suit.
Don't call it a Santa suit.
What is it?
It's just a suit. It's a red velvet suit.
Red velvet suit, everyone. What do you think of? 800-400.
It doesn't have a black belt and white fur trim. God, it's just
cute. I love that suit. It's adorable.
You don't have to try to make me feel better just because I'm okay.
By the way, we're coming up on the halfway point of the year, everyone.
Mm.
And then it's all, well, the holidays, the back end of the year, it's right around the corner.
We're only four full months in. You don't rush it. Oh my God, no. Turn it off.
I love it.
No.
Can you feel that?
I don't want to feel it. I'm not ready for it. I feel like I'm just recovering from last Christmas.
According to a new survey, cleaning the toilet is the chore we hate more than any other chore.
No, that's not the worst.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't. I'll do
I have
that.
No problem at all. I mean, if you keep up with it, you're fine. It's if you've let it go for 3 months, then right. Yeah, it sucks.
Bachelor guy, he's got a problem, but
right. Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's easy. It's mm-hmm. So easy.
Yeah,
cleaning the oven comes in below that.
I never clean the oven. I set it to clean itself. You clean yourself.
Does that thing really work?
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning itself really
yeah.
Works.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Sure. Yeah, it heats it up really. It just like burns everything off the sides and it, yeah, it totally works.
And you don't have to take a mop in there and clean that out at all?
I don't. Maybe I do have to, but
you
I.
You don't wipe it up?
Yeah, I wipe it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It all flakes down. It's like ash at the bottom. Huh. You can vacuum it even. Huh?
Washing the windows, removing hair.
I hate washing the windows. I actually hate washing the windows. Pain in the ass.
Huh. Unclogging the sink.
I like that. That actually feels like it's like popping a pimple or something.
And according to the people that were at, what?
Hmm?
What?
What? What now?
Emptying the dishwasher is the chore that bothers us least.
Oh, I actually hate emptying the dishwasher. I'm always like, I'll just use the stuff that's in there. And once it's empty, I'll load it all back in.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I won tickets through Alice to see Matt Kearney. Best show ever.
Oh.
Best show ever.
Wow, that's saying something, huh?
Huh.
He's good.
First dance, Leon Bridges.
Yeah, that was, that's, I really, we heard a couple good things in the music today.
Yeah, Leon's good. Mm-hmm. We're playing that one song. What did? What was it called? It starts with a B.
I can find it.
Bitch Beyond. Get my money.
Bitch better.
No, it was Beyond. We're playing that here.
Oops.
Hooman sounds like he's in love. That's what he needs—a good Christian man.
Oh, Hooman. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with him liking Matt Kearney.
No,
I thought the guy sounded pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
Oh.
Will you watch this? Yeah, Saturday night.
Saturday Night Live. We can watch it Sunday if you want when you come over. I'll save it for you.
Thanks,
Childish Gambino is the musical guest, and Donald Glover, who plays the role of Childish Gambino, is hosting. It's going to be a good one. Where is Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
She's at work.
Oh, okay.
Right now she is?
Yeah.
All right. So you've texted her this morning?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
How's that going for you two?
Turn it up. Now stay woke. It's good. She's, you know, she's doing well, and friendship is strong.
Has she ever texted? Answer this for once. Has she ever texted you any part of her naked body?
Her legs.
Tell me more.
Just legs, or is that part of the shot?
Like no, full that's body? Just the legs.
Oh.
And what was the context?
I don't know, like her shoes or something. Something to do with her shoes, I guess.
She's wearing shoes with no pants?
No, I think she was in a skirt or something. I didn't really delve in.
God, your stories are so uninteresting.
Well, don't ask dumb questions.
Oh, snap!
I didn't ask the question.
Do you guys know that Sebastian and Jenna from Survivor are dating?
Really?
Which one's Jenna? Did she just get thrown off?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making the face?
I don't like either one of them.
I don't either. She showed herself to be a really dark, ugly person.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Or a good game player. And
no.
Then he's just weird looking. Like he's. Yeah, I'm always like, what's up with that guy? He's like a whack job.
He's just weird. Yeah. His parents were a bad mix. Happens, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's the definition of ugly. Those two people didn't mix well.
Yeah.
Had a
it's
kid.
Always sad. Sad when
that poor kid.
Sometimes really good-looking people have super ugly kids. You're like, whoa, that's what's going on there?
That's too bad.
It's just a bad combo.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, they might be nice people. The wrong children, gene won. Yes, right. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.